الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We continue inshallah the lesson we taken from the Kitab Usul Sita, the six principles by Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله. الأصل الرابع, the fourth principle. الأصل الرابع. قال رحمه الله بيان العلم والعلماء والفقه والفقهاء وبيان من تشبه بهم وبيان من تشبه بهم وليس منهم. وقد بين الله هذا الأصل في أول سورة البقرة من قوله يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم إلى قوله قبل ذكر إبراهيم عليه السلام يا بني إسرائيل. ويزيد وضوحا ما صرحت به السنة في هذا الكلام الكثير البين الواضح للعامي البليد. ثم صار هذا أغرب الأشياء وصار العلم والفقه هو البدع والضلالات وخيار ما عندهم لبس الحق بالباطل. وصار العلم الذي فرضه الله تعالى على الخلق ومدحه لا يتفوه به إلا زنديق أو مجنون. وصار من أنكره وعاداه وصنف في التحذير منه والنهي عنه هو الفقيه العالم. نعم بارك الله فيك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The author, he said in the fourth principle, a clarification, what is knowledge, and who are the scholars, what is fiqh, and who are the fuqaha, the jurists, along with an explanation of those who attempt to resemble them while not being from them. Allah explained this principle in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah in his statement, O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you. Ayah 40, up until his statement, O children of Israel, remember my favor that I have bestowed upon you and that I preferred you over all the worlds of all the people. Al-Baqarah, Ayah 47. And what increases this in clarity is what has been explained by the Sunnah with clear, manifest, abundant speech, which is clear for the unlearned common person. Then this affair became the strangest of things, and the knowledge and fiqh was considered innovation, misguidance. And the best of what they had from the truth was mixed with falsehood. And the knowledge which Allah the Exalted obligated upon his slaves and praised was not spoken about except by what considered to be a heretic or insane. And those who disproved of this and opposed him and warned against it was considered to be a jurist and a scholar.
جزاك الله خير. الشيخ محمد رحمه الله in his in this principle al asl rabi, the fourth principle, he talks about what's the ilm, what's the knowledge, and who are the carriers of knowledge, who are the people of knowledge, and what is the fiqh. Here fiqh means in its general meaning understanding of the religion, and who are the people who have fiqh and understanding for the deen. And also you clarify those who resemble, those who imitate the people of knowledge, but they are not. He mentioned that Allah mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly who are the people of knowledge in Surah Al-Baqarah from verse 40 to verse 122. And many ayat in the Quran, but these ayat are those are verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala almost each of these verses talk about the ilm and the people who claim to be from the people of knowledge, who are truthful and who are not. In a way, it's very clear to the common people, but because of what happened to the people of ignorance, of innovationists, some people thought that the innovations is a knowledge, that shirk is a knowledge, innovation is a knowledge. And on the other hand, the ilm, which is ilm al-kitab wa sunnah, ala fahm salaf al-ummah, the knowledge of the speech of Allah al-Quran, and the knowledge of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-sunnah, restricted the deen understood the way the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood. That was considered by some people to be wal-iyadu billah, is not being said except somebody who is hypocrite or somebody who is crazy. And on the other hand, the one who won against that ilm, studying the Quran, studying the Sunnah, following the understanding of Salaf, Sahaba, those who follow them, they consider the one who won against that knowledge. And on the other hand, call people to the shirk, call people to the innovations, call people to the blind following, call people to the magic and the like, they consider to be al-faqih al-alim, the faqih, the one who understands the deen, who has who reached the status of scholarship. The ilm, alhamdulillah, very clear. The ilm, the knowledge, is ما أنزل الله تبارك وتعالى على رسوله محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. العلم النافع is what Allah sent down سبحانه وتعالى his messenger محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. That's the علم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق بالهدى أي بالعلم النافع. The beneficial knowledge. That is the علم, the religious علم. The علم of the deen. ما يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين وأبعد الله وشه good for him he makes him understand the religion وأبعد الله وشه good for him he makes him understand the religion. So the علم is the deen, علم الدين, علم الكتاب والسنة, is the knowledge of the speech of Allah and the knowledge of the sunnah of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the علم. That's the علم. Allah said subhanahu in his Quran, تبارك وتعالى هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتابة والحكمة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches people. What he teach people, ويعلمهم الكتابة والحكمة. He is teaching them ماذا, the book and والحكمة, the حكمة, the sunnah, the people of knowledge, like Imam Shafi'i. Another said, al-hikmah, here means the sunnah of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was teaching people? was two things. يعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. He is teaching what? الكتاب and الحكمة. What is the كتاب? القرآن. The speech of Allah. How many chapters the Quran consists of? 140. What is the first surah in the Quran? Al-Fatiha. Surah which is opening for Quran, which is the last surah of the Quran. An-Nas. This is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quran. And the Sunnah. Hikmah, the Sunnah, which consists of two. Sunnah, which also the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hadith al-Qudsi. And Sunnah, which is the speech of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his actions, his allowances. So Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was teaching people these two. Anything other than that, except what relate to that of Arabic language, of the knowledge of usul, the knowledge of mustalah, the knowledge of fiqh, qawa'id al-fiqhiyya, this knowledge relate to the Quran and Sunnah. It is taken from the Quran and Sunnah. It supports the Quran and Sunnah. Other than that, knowledge is limited to the Quran and Sunnah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before that, in another ayah, Prophet Ibrahim made dua for the people. He said, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yuzakihim wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikma. Oh Allah, send a messenger to them who teaches them al-kitab wal-hikma. This is the ilm. Quran, the speech of Allah, and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah commanded the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And mention what's being recited in your houses of the verses of Allah and the hikmah. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى. Remember what's being recited. فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ in your own houses. Or the wives of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min ayati lah, of the verses of Allah, wal hikmah, and the hikmah. So two things were being recited in the houses of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were they? Ayati lah, the verses of Allah. Other verses you hear before was saying al-kitab. This verse Allah said in ayati lah, from the verses of Allah. It's the same thing. Al-Kitab wa Ayatullah, verses of Allah. And Ayatul verse of Allah is the Kitab. Wal-Hikmah, and the Hikmah. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah sent down into you, O Dems of Allah, two things, Al-Kitab wal-Hikmah. وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Two. This is the ilm. In another ayah, Allah said, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah here addressed the first verse. Allah was addressing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah sent down to you الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And this verse Allah addresses the believers. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Remember the favors of Allah upon you and that which He sent down unto you of Al-Kitab and Al-Hikmah. So this is the ilm. Al-Qur'an wa Sunnah. This is Al-Ilm. No innovations. Not قيل وقال, they said, we said, philosophy, علم الكلام. Big universities today, like جامعة الأزهر, Egypt. If you go and you want to get the books of Aqidah, of the Creed, the books of Tawheed, you get this under the title, big sign, علم الكلام والمنطق, the knowledge of philosophy and mantiq. What that has to do with the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilm al-Kalam, philosophy. They said, we said, if we do this, it's going to be happening. Johar, Ard, name. هذا ليس بعلم. هذا علم الكلام. That's philosophy. العلم قال الله قال رسوله. Allah said, the messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, and Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام said, ألا إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه. Indeed, I was given الكتاب, the Quran, and similar to it. Similar to it is the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. At the beginning of Islam, the Sahabi Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As رضي الله عنه عنهما used to write everything he sees, he hears the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying. Everything. Then some of the elders of Quraysh come to him. They say, how are you writing everything the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying? He's a human being. Prophet get angry. Don't write everything he صلى الله عليه وسلم saying. He said, فأمسكت عن الكتاب, so I cease from writing. He stopped from writing. Based on what they said to him, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a human. He may get angry. How you write everything? Means you may write something which is not. He stopped from writing, but he asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, وَأَمْسَكَ لِسَانَهُ أُكْتُبْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا حَقٌّ. Write it down. By the one Muhammad's soul is in his hand, nothing come out of this. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam hold into his tongue. Nothing come out of this but truth. Write everything. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything comes out of his mouth. Where is his speech of Allah Quran, or where is the hikmah? Is truth. قال تعالى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. This is the علم. This is the علم. What is the علم again? القرآن والسنة. Or you can say القرآن. Yes. والحكمة. بارك الله فيك. القرآن والحكمة. A group of people come called Quraniyun. Long time ago, time of Imam Shafi'i. It's not a new group of people. They are called Al Quraniyun. Where they say we are people of Quran. No need Sunnah. We only follow the Quran. We only follow Quran. No hikmah, no sunnah. Is that accepted? No. Why not? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching people how many things? Two things. Allah sent down unto the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam how many things? Two things. Allah command us to follow who? Allah and His Messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا Oh, you believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. Father Allah said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Who obey the Messenger, he indeed obey Allah. Someone come and say, no, we only take from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Quran, not his Sunnah. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. Someone doesn't believe the Sunnah, how he's going to pray. Allah says in Quran, "Aqimu salah, establish the prayer, perform the salah, establish the prayer." How many prayers? When to pray? How to pray? How many rukuk? How many sujood? How to make wudu? Where they can get that from the Quran? Quran in general, it is the Sunnah which detailed that and explained it. Allah said, "وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ." What's after that? لتبين للناس. Who said لتبين للناس? Did I give you a book before?
Barakallahu alayhi.
I give you another one. You, this one or the other one? Alam sa'ad. Since you are the first one who answered, I give you a second book. But like, we want to give also other brothers. So somebody who already, he still answered. Jazakallahu khairan, but we give those who don't have book yet. What was I saying? Allah says, Subhana in Surah An-Nahl, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِ. We send the dhikr, the Quran, unto you to clarify for the people that which was revealed unto them. So the Sunnah is clarification for the Quran. How many ruku' in Asr prayer? How many sujood? What do you say in sitting? What do you say in ruku'? What you say in standing? All that is in the Sunnah. So this group are very deviated. They don't believe in Quran. Someone who believes Quran must follow message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Must accept the hikmah, must accept the sunnah, must accept the explanation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the verse of Quran. A group of people said they accept the sunnah, but they say they don't accept all the sunnah. They don't accept all the sunnah. What do you accept it? They say we don't accept the hadith al-ahad fil aqidah. When the hadith relate to the creed, they don't accept the hadith narrated, for instance, by one companion, by one tabi. No, a group of companions must narrate the hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be accepted. Where do you draw that from? Who told you that? The first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, was narrated by only one companion, Umar radiallahu anhu. That means they are not accepting even the hadith. Actually, the hadith mutawatira, the hadith narrated by a group of companions, then group of tabi'in, then group of are even, some of us are not even 400 hadith. Are not even 400 hadith. That means thousands of hadith they leave in those people. Even those mutawatir, they divide into two. Some of them you feed to adhan, some of them you feed to ilm, and they leave some of them. Wal-iyadu billah. But those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, they accept the Quran, and the sunnah is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada huwa al-ilm. Man yurid Allahu bihi khayran, يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whoever Allah wishes good for him, he makes him understand the deen. So if this is the ilm, then study it. Study the Quran, study the Sunnah. Study what helps you to understand the Quran and Sunnah of Arabic language. Quran is in Arabic, Quran in Arabian. The more you understand the Arabic language, the better you understand the Quran and Sunnah. The better you understand the Quran and Sunnah, because the Quran and Sunnah is in Arabic language. So study Arabic. Also those other subjects which supports the Quran, like Usul al-Fiqh. With the ulama study Dilalat al-Alfad, the meaning of the words of the Quran and Sunnah. The meaning of the words of the Quran and Sunnah. Also I study the subject of قواعد الفقهية قواعد. Also studying the subject of ماذا مصطلح الحديث, by which you know the hadith, which one is authentic, which one is not authentic, which is fabricated, which is not. You know it. Not Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then you go. No, make sure Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually said that, because there out there are hypocrites. There are disbelievers who claim to be Muslim to corrupt the religion of Islam. Intentionally fabricating hadith, claiming it from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is clear lie. There is a way to know it. Very easy to figure out who is the liar, who is the truthful. Study that subject. And the like. So those subjects are called ilmul ala. It's a tool to understand the Quran and Sunnah. So it's a means. And Quran and Sunnah is the goal. هذا هو العلم. As for the people of knowledge, بيان العلم والعلماء, the clarification for what is knowledge and who are the scholars, who are the people of knowledge, what is fiqh, what is understanding of the deen, and who are the fuqaha, the jurists who understand the religion. So if the knowledge is very clear, it's Quran and Sunnah, it's not magic, it's not innovation, it's not addition, it's not analogy contradicted to the Quran and Sunnah. It's not what the majority of the people say. It's not what you inherit from those around you. It's قال الله قال رسول. Allah said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Now, who are the people of knowledge? Who are the ulama? Very easy to understand. The ulama are those who adhere to the Quran and Sunnah. They apply the Quran and Sunnah. So they have knowledge and they apply these two things. إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ The alim, the scholar, is one who knows the Quran and Sunnah. And he applies, he acts according to that. If someone doesn't know Quran and Sunnah, is he a scholar? Is he a alim? He's not alim. Someone who knows actually Quran and Sunnah, he memorizes Quran, he memorizes Ahadith, he understands the Arabic, he understands Usul, but he doesn't follow it. Hypocrite, he doesn't believe it. Is this a scholar? Is the one Allah mentioned, he prays it? The one Allah promised in paradise? La. Illa man shahida bil haqqi wa hum ya'lamun. He has to witness the truth, yani, just and while he knows it. So, ulama, those who have knowledge from the Quran and Sunnah, and they apply, they act according to it. This is the way it is. Then the Shafi'i mentioned the ayah to go back to find who are the people of knowledge and who imitate, who pretend, but they have nothing to do with the people of knowledge. Rather, they are their enemy. In Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the people of the book, especially the Jewish, who had a knowledge, but denied the knowledge. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنُهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَمْ يَعْلَمُ. After they understand the speech of Allah, they listen, they understand, they twist it. This is how some people are. You know the ayah, you know the hadith, knowingly, changing it, twisting it, giving another meaning. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Woe to those who write the book with their own hands. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Then they say this is from Allah. They write it, somebody writing a book, claiming it is from Allah, and actually it is from Him. This is from those who claim to be the people of knowledge. They follow Prophet Musa. They hold into the Torah. This is what the layman think. But in reality, they're liars. They write their own hands from their own mind, corruption. And then they claim it's from Allah. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. Some of them, instead of the Quran and Sunnah, magic. The knowledge of magic. And how to pray to the shaitan, to the jinn. And how to corrupt the families, divide husband and his wife. How to spread evil. Books full of library. I met one of these magicians, Halakam, the dead. I met him in the Prophet's Masjid, in the library of Hadith. This man, I already know. Someone from the same country told me, you see that guy, who when he comes to the Rawdah, those Sufi people, they give him space, who live this hotel next to the Prophet's Masjid, Taiba, He's a big sahib, big magician, magician. He did that to my sister. He asked her, I heard this. He did that to tribes to make them fight, tell them, get a cow, live cow, and bury him alive. Bury it alive. And then you're going to win over the other tribe. And this man, so I know already. One time he come into the library of Hadith inside the Prophet's Masjid with video, camera. Video is behind him. Usually no video in that library. And this guy approached. Wallahi, he didn't say salam to me. When you look at him, he's a human being. Big sheikh. And then, ala kulli hal, who are you? Saying, salamu alaykum. Who are you? Salamu alaykum. Who are you? He's holding my hand. I'm pushing it strongly. Who are you? Assalamu alaikum. Then he said, alaikum salam. Who are you? He asked him. Then I asked him, I said, who? He said, I'm this. He mentioned the same name I know him. The same name. He said, no, you are not that. That one is a big magician. A'udhu billahi min shaitan. He said, no, I'm not. People, they say that, I am the fuqaha shafi'iyya. Even now I'm looking for the Tarjama Ibn Hajar Asqalani. And that's what I'm looking for. Where can I find that book? He said, that book is not in this library. That's about the seerah. Tarajim, go back to the other section. It's not here. So where is that? I said, let me show you. We go down. Right before Maghrib, Adam was made. He said, where is the bathroom? Where is the bathroom? He comes every year. I saw him many times. How could he doesn't know where the bathroom is? So, okay, bathroom is here. You exit here, that's the bathroom. It's a big building. Right the door. Say, okay, I meet you after Maghrib. I come back after Maghrib. I never saw him after that. You never know, maybe he's not praying. He just go to the bathroom, stay there. Or you go there and he doesn't make wudu. He doesn't use the bathroom while he has dirty, he come into the masjid because this is how they please the shaitan. This is how they please the shaitan. The more they worship the shaitan and they dishonor the deen of Allah, no wudu, pray, well, the more the shaitan serves them. And with him, these people, with some people, are considered the ulama. نبذوا كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم. They throw the book of Allah behind their back. كأنهم لا يعلمون. Like they don't know. So, and Allah mentioned many ayat, والعياذ بالله, and how they don't act according to the ilm, they know it. They call people to the good, nice things. You listen to them. But what's their action is the opposite. From their characteristic as hasad, jealousy, against other people of knowledge, against others, hasad, they boycott one another. But in the name of Islam, in the name of deen, and Allah knows it's not true. وَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمْ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَ. They didn't differ, except after the knowledge come to them, بَغْيًا بَيْنَ, oppressing one another. But they tell people they're doing this for Islam, they're doing this for Prophet, because this is the religion of Prophet Musa, which is not the case. And the one, the Sheikh said, who called people, so now some people, all they have is innovations. And whoever called to Quran and Sunnah, and whoever called to apply, he is either a zindiq, he's a hypocrite, a munafiq, or majnun, or is he crazy. You're telling people not to call to the dead, not to call to the saint. You call people not to make hararat. These people, sometimes when they worship Allah, they dance. They dance. So they use music in the ceremony. You tell them this is wrong, they're surprised. You were heavy, you're bringing new things. We never saw this. Subhanallah. The one who say it's not allowed, it's celebration for the birthday of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's innovation. How do you say, my church of the Muslims are celebrating?
all are wrong, you're right. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never did it. His companion never did it. First 300 years never did it. But some people, if you don't celebrate for the Maulid, for the birthday of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're gone. So innovations become knowledge to those people. And sticking to the Sunnah, not participating in that, becomes somebody who is crazy. Somebody who is mad extremist. Somebody who is innovative, he's bid'i, that's what they call. Because they really don't know what knowledge is. Knowledge is Quran and Sunnah. And the people of knowledge are those who follow it and adhere to it. So the more you apply the knowledge, you know it. You lower your gaze. You don't watch haram. You don't listen to the music and the like and the falsehood. You don't eat haram. You don't smoke haram. You don't drink haram because the deen is not there. You don't communicate with the opposite gender, non-mahram, because the religion doesn't say that. You don't consume riba. You don't deal with the haram business transactions. You don't, because of the deen. Now you are the one who is following the deen. You are from the people of knowledge. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The one who fear Allah, the people are truly those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more you fear Allah, the more you are from the people of knowledge. The more you don't fear Allah, the more you far away from the people of knowledge. So some people, they warn against the ilm, the knowledge, especially knowledge of Tawheed, knowledge of Sunnah, knowledge of the Salaf al-Salih, the Sahaba. Some people, they warn against that. They replace with new people. I am Ash'ari. I am Qadiri. I am Naqshbandi. I am. Where do you brought these things? Where is that? New system now. 40 days you need to go. 4 months go to India. 3 days go to New York. Give da'wah while you know nothing. You were in the restaurant gambling. You're a Muslim gambling. They come to you, akhi, subhanAllah, we are Muslims. You have to go to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, oh, jazakumullah. Let us go to the masjid. They took you to the masjid. Then they give short talk. They prepare already. Okay, go back to the last part of the message. You go there. We live in 3 days. Well, you're giving da'wah. How do I give da'wah? I don't know what da'wah even. No, it doesn't matter. Through juhd, striving, through walking all over the world. How many thousand will Allah guide because of us in Europe? Big church, turn to masjid, a lot of stories, some of it may be a lie. They created. And then you say, where you brought this from? This is not the way of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ignorant people never call people to Islam. They seek knowledge. They learn it. So this is a new way. This is now the right way. Jama'at al-tabliq al-ahbab. The right way now is to go to the member and to curse the Muslim leader. Make dua against on the member. All the time make the lecture about Muslim leader. This is the knowledge of Khawarij. Wallahi alladhi rafa'a as-samaa'a bighayri 'amal. This is not knowledge of ulama, knowledge of Quran and Sunnah and those who follow. It's not to publicize the Muslim leader's shortcoming. It's not to make people against him. It's not to encourage revolt in him. This is knowledge. This is not knowledge. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, as in Sahih al-Bukhari. They come to him. They say, don't you advise Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa? He say, I do advise, but I don't want to make it what means. I don't want to make it public. But I advise him. Because they were spreading lies about Uthman. A lot of things, lies. So now, the ilm is the one who talk about today politics. No Quran, huge masjid, big building. You don't find the three aspects of Tawheed. You don't find anybody teaching Quran and Sunnah. Only thing you see is emotions and talking about the general things. Sometimes it's held elections in the masjid. which group you support, Democrat, you Republic. As Masjid was open for that, as the knowledge, this is the mission of the Masjid. إِنَّمَا بُنِيَ الْمَسْجِدِ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَلِلصَّلَاةِ وَقِرَاةِ الْقُرْآنِ Masjid was only built for remembrance of Allah in general. والصلاة, prayer, قراءة القرآن, reciting the Quran, studying the Quran, studying the Sunnah. So the Masjid is a place of salah and knowledge, not a place of politics. And he said, and they said, but this is what they think is the knowledge. And they end up saying, look, you cannot say Christians and Jewish are not believers. Say they are the people of the book. Doesn't matter, you Muslim, you Christian, you Jews, it leads to the same route. All Abrahamic faith is called it, unity of religions in the Masjid. This is the knowledge to them. One time I was giving a class, someone sitting in front of me, hearing me saying Christian, Jewish, disbelieving. He said, don't say that. What? Don't say disbelievers. I said, Allah said that. What Allah said? We opened the noble Quran, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثَ. They disbelieve those who say Allah is one of three. He looked at, he said, but my Sheikh doesn't say that. My Sheikh doesn't say that. Said, Allah says that. I never saw him after he left him. Because this is how some people make. A brother called me very mad at him. Why? You are asking to help a church who some Muslims are going to buy and make it into masjid. Why are you helping? What's wrong with Al-Akhir? We have to help in to maintain those Christians, to maintain their church. Islam is a religion of mercy. You take it over them, you get advantage because they cannot maintain. It's like Muslims were sent to Islam established churches. A'udhu billahi min shaitan. This man, I couldn't convince him, ya akhi. Allah said, Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Christian and to the Jewish to believe in him, to follow Quran and Sunnah. No. Because the skin, they confuse him. Misunderstand some verses. This is the ilm some people they have. You cannot say these are misbelievers. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ Which is really a kufr, it's misbelief. Clear kufr. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ Anyone who doesn't believe in Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he was sent with, of Quran and Sunnah, is a misbeliever. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Al-Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Umar having a paper from the Torah, page from Torah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get mad at him. He said, تَحَيِّرُونَ أَنْتُمْ يَبْرَ الْخَطَابِ What would the son of Khattab? Are you confused? لَقَدْ جِئْتُكُ بِهَا بَيْضَاءَ نَقِيمٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى حَيًّا لَمَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَّبِعَنِ Musa would have been alive, he had no option but to follow. Prophet Musa would have been alive, he had no option but to follow. This is the covenant that Allah had with Mala, with every prophet. لَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولا تنصرن قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إسري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا أنا معكم من الشاهدين فمن تولى بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون أفغير الدين الله يبغون وله أسلم في السماوات والأرض طوعا كرها وإليه يرجعون Every prophet Allah sent had covenant with him. If he sent messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will believe in him. He will aid him. He will support him. Prophet Musa, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Isa. This is clear in Quran. And these people, they build a huge masjid, take the money of the Muslim and teach them. Oh, you cannot say they're disbelievers. No. A sister called. She said, if her son can make Adan. I said, why? He said, because there is a gathering of Muslims, Christian, and Jewish. So everyone, they make it together. Everyone, Muslim make Adan. Christian, they do the way they announce the Jewish, they do. And then the Muslim Sheikh, he make dua. And the Christian, he make dua. And the Jewish guy, he make dua. What's the rule of that? I say, the Christian, who is he calling? He calling Jesus. And the Muslim is saying, Ameen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان.
What left from Islam? Somebody called Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام. And you say, Ameen. This is ideology some people are spreading. And they think this is the ilm. This is not ilm. Big masjid in this land here. I want to name the masjid. So some of them they get mad at me. Hopefully not. They call open house. They call the Christian Jewish open house. And someone was giving talk and the Isha was here. And then the speaker, he said, brothers, be addressing the Christian Jews, join your brothers in Salah. Sisters, he addressed the Christian women and the Jewish women who there in the hall, you join your sister in prayer. And then they go. And next one you find, next to you is a Christian guy. Your left side, a Jewish man. You are all praying Isha together. Is their Salah accepted? Yes? Why not? Because they don't have wudu? Yeah. They don't have tawheed, they don't have wudu, they don't have janai, they have nothing. One time, another place, I was leading Asr prayer. Because this ideology is widespread in Virginia, because of Muslim brotherhood. Because of Muslim brotherhood, because Akhwan Muslimun are those who propagate this ideology, some of them. Not every individual of them, but some of them. It happened a lot in their masajids. Someone was praying, I was leading Asr prayer. Right, I say, Assalamu alaikum, I look behind me. The one who would lead the Salah if I forget the wudu is a man with short pants. Right after me, short pants. His knees, his thigh is showing. Strong man. We must eat a lot of food. Me, I surprised. Why this guy is behind me? Why he didn't even pray? Wallahi, I forget the tasbih. I was thinking about it. When he was about to, I go after him. I said, are you Muslim? He shake his head. Yes, you can say it. I said, what do you mean you can say? And he said, he's Jehovah's Witness. He's a Muslim. And he mentioned another group. So you can't be all this. You can't be Jehovah when they said they can be Muslim. This is that. This is some people think this is the ilm. This is some people think this is the knowledge. You say this is wrong, Majnoon, you are crazy. Yeah, you are very strict, you are extremist. You have to be open-minded. Welcome. Islam is a religion of mercy. Allah is just. These people, they have good manners, they help the Muslims. Yes, having good manner, helping the Muslim is one thing. Having tawheed is another thing. Two things required: having tawheed, believing in Allah, believing the deen, and treating people well, especially Muslims, especially the needy ones. So again, al-ilm is, what's the ilm, what's the knowledge of the deen? Al-Quran, was sunnah. Who are the people of knowledge? Those who has two characteristics, have two characteristics, what are they? Knowing Quran and Sunnah and applying it, acting according to that. In their creed, in their statement, in their manner, in their open life, their secret life. These are the people of God. Nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal. And these people of knowledge, they have characteristics from that sincerity, ikhlas, from that generosity, from that kindness, from that humbleness. From that worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making ibadah, from that loving good for the people, from that just and al-adl, from that honoring the wahi, the revelation, loving the people of knowledge, loving the students of knowledge, being happy to spread the ilm and the light. Al-Asr al-Khamis. The fifth principle. قال رحمه الله بيان الله سبحانه لأولياء الله وتفريقه بينهم وبين المتشبهين بهم من أعداء الله المنافقين والفجار ويكفي في هذا آية من سورة آل عمران وهي قوله قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. وآية في سورة المائدة وهي قول يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبون. وآية في يونس وهي قول على إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. ثم صار الأمر عند أكثر من يدعي العلم وأنهم من هداة الخلق وحفاظ الشرع إلى أن الأولياء لا بد فيهم من ترك اتباع الرسل ومن تبعهم فليس منهم، ولا بد من ترك الجهاد فمن جاهد فليس منهم، ولا بد من ترك الإيمان والتقوى فمن تعهد بالإيمان والتقوى فليس منهم. يا ربنا نسألك العفو والعافية إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم آمين. نعم بارك الله.
The author said in the fifth principle, Allah's explanation of who are the allies of Allah and the difference between them and those who try to resemble them from the enemies of Allah, such as the hypocrites and the evildoers. Sufficient for this matter is the verse in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah says, and it is the statement of the exalted, say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. And the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, it is the statement of the exalted, or you who believe. Whoever from among you turns back from his religion, al-Islam, Allah will bring a people whom he will love, and they will love him. And in Surah Yunus, and it is the statement of the exalted, no doubt, verily the allies of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. But then the affair to most of those who claim knowledge and who claim to be guides for the creation, protectors of the legislation, became such that they believed it was necessary for the allies of Allah to abandon following the messenger. And whoever followed him was not from them. And it was necessary to abandon jihad. And whoever made jihad was not from them. And it was necessary to abandon iman and taqwa. And whoever adopted iman and taqwa was not from them. O our Lord, we ask you for forgiveness and pardon. Verily, you are the one who responds to this.
The Sheikh Rahimahullah, in this fifth principle, he talk about who are the awliyaullah, who are the ally of Allah, who are those Allah loves them. And who are those who try to resemble them, imitate them, but they are not from them, rather they are from the enemy of Allah, of hypocrites and evildoers, fujjar. Some people, they even mix the awliya, the friends of Allah, the ally of Allah, those Allah love them, and the enemy of Allah. Such a way they consider the enemy of Allah to be someone Allah loved them, and someone Allah loved to consider to be enemy of Allah. Some people, they consider the wali of Allah, the ally of Allah, the one with high status. As I started with Allah, he must not pray, he must not fast, he must eat the haram. This is what shows his worthy of Allah. Some people, the worthy, the ally of Allah, must be someone to pray to ask help after his death. You must believe about him that he knows the unseen. There are people who don't pray at all, period. And they are considered to be awliya. One of my classmates in Medina University, he went back home, Africa, after the jamia was closed, the break time. He told me what made him surprised. He said one day he see his uncle in a big car. Maghrib time, Adhan was made, Iqamah was made, people are in Salah, they go in. He is in the car. So he see passing next to him, and his uncle in the car. Uncle, Salah, the Maghrib. He said, go. No, uncle, it's Salah time. Maghrib, people are in Salah. He said, I'm praying in Makkah. You go. This is what some people believe. They are praying in Makkah. A man called Taha Hussein, he said him and his followers no more need to pray or to fast. Why? Because he said, Allah said, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until the certain comes to you. We reach yaqeen, we have no doubt about our deen. And Allah commands us, until that situation, you worship Allah. So we reach. So they drink alcohol, they steal, they do all things haram. Wallahi, in some area, the wali, the saint, the special person, is the majur, is the crazy person. In some area. Let alone the magicians being awliya with some people. Because there's life in front of them, because they have food next to them, out of nowhere. And they think simply because of this, they are awliya. Shaitan can give money to his ally. Abu Hurairah was given the zakat al-fitr. And the shaitan came to him, and he lied to him, and he took the food right or wrong. Where did he take this food from? To his ally, those who worship this shaitan, from the human. So you are next to this deviated magician man, and then out of nowhere you see food noticing. You hungry? Yet here is the food. Some people, they consider it's the will of Allah. Nah, because they don't know what's the will of Allah. They don't know who is saying. They don't know who is will. The will of Allah, the Shaykh said, Allah made clear in the Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah loves you. So the biggest sign of somebody being willing, a saint, a beloved one to Allah, what it is? The biggest sign. The biggest sign. It's taqwa Allah. So obedience to Allah. It's not you have light. It's not your dua Allah accepted right away. It's not you have a huge house. It's not you have a lot of followers. Nothing of that is a sign of being ally, being someone Allah loves. No. The sign that Allah loves you, love someone, is that he follow Allah's command. Not because he fly to the air. Because some people, they fly. They are carried by shaitan. And Imam Shafi'i, he said, he was mentioned that Imam Layth, the great scholar, Layth ibn Sa'd, he said, if he sees somebody praying on an ocean, on a water, no boat, nothing, no ship, on the top of water, he prays Salah, he will not consider him to be this as honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he presents this man's actions to the Quran and Sunnah. Simply because he's praying on a water and natural things, to him he will not be willing. He has to study this man, how he acts by Quran and Sunnah, sound creed, good act of worship, good manners. Yes, this is karama from Allah. Allah honored him. Allah made easy for him. And Imam Shafi'i, when they mentioned that to him, he said, Qasur al-Layth. If I see him flying in the air, I will not consider it being worthy, this being karama, until I present his actions to the Quran and Sunnah. So the biggest sign of being a friend of Allah, somebody Allah loves, is that Allah guides you to follow the Quran and Sunnah. Your akhlaq, your aqeedah, your ibadah. In another ayah, Allah said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَحْزِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The will of Allah is one who has two characteristics. What are they? Al-Iman and Taqwa. Those who said that, raise your hand. Anyone who said Al-Iman and Taqwa, raise your hand. And all those who said. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Al-Iman and Taqwa, those who said. 4 brothers, okay. Those 4 brothers, is there anyone of you who didn't take a book? Those 4 brothers? Okay, brother. Jazakallah khair. Which book you want? This Kashf al-Shubahat, Aqeedah wa Sitiyah? Al-Aqeedah wa Masha'Allah. This bigger book. Even though each book is there, Masha'Allah. Okay. So, Alladheena Amanu wa Kanu Yattaqun. Those who believe and they have taqwa. So you have creed and you apply it. You have belief and you have taqwa. Not just the knowledge, not just ماذا without application, both. In a city close to where I grow up, they don't allow us to go to the class of tafsir, the class of tafsir, until we reach the age of 40. Why? They say you're getting crazy if you study the tafsir of Quran below the age of 40, until you take before that a knowledge of philosophy, ilm al-kalam wal-mantiq. So we see people going to the masjid, we're not allowed. Until 40, 39 years old, you're not allowed. You cannot understand the Quran. The Quran is easy to understand. Because the Son of Quran is different. Who cannot understand? Worship only Allah, pray the salah, be good to your parents, don't oppress people, don't lie, don't steal, don't do. Everybody understands that. But these people, before that, they teach you what they call ilm al-kalam wal-mantiq. So by the time you reach 40 and you qualify to listen to tafsir Quran, they already corrupted your understanding. So you recite Quran, you pray to the dead. You recite Quran, you bow down to the dead. You recite Quran, you blind follow your sheikh. A lot of things. Then, so the awliya of Allah are those ماذا, who الله سريع والذين آمنوا ما يرتد منكم عن ديني فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبون وأبى الإسلام لي بإسلام الله سبحانه وتعالى will replace him with people who love him. He loves them سبحانه وتعالى. They love him. What do? يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين عزة على الكافرين. They are humble to the believers, strong and severe to the disbelievers, haribun, those who fight them. Ijahiduna fi sabilillah, they make jihad in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. La yakhafuna lawmata laim, they don't fear the blame of the blameless. They fear Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhalika fadlullah yu'ti man yasha. Before that, those who pray, يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. They establish the prayer, they give zakah, they make ruku. These are the awliya of Allah, people of salah, people of sadaqah, people of taqwa, people of faith. الأصل السادس هو السيكس برنسبل رد الشبهة التي وضعها الشيطان في ترك القرآن والسنة. Actually this what I said was related to this last part of my talk. رد الشبهة التي وضعها الشيطان في ترك القرآن والسنة واتباع الآراء والأهواء المتفرقة المختلفة, وهي أن القرآن والسنة لا يفهمهما إلا المجتهد المطلق, والمجتهد هو الموصوف بكذا وكذا أوصافا لعلها لا توجد تامة في أبي بكر وعمر, فإن لم يكن الإنسان كذلك فليعرض عنهما فرضا حتما لا شك ولا إشكال فيه, ومن طلب الهدى منهما فهو إما زنديق وإما مجنون. لأجل صعوبة فهمهما فسبحان الله وبحمده كم بين الله سبحانه شرعا وقدرا خلقا وأمرا لرد هذه الشبهة الملعونة من وجوه شتى بلغت إلى حد الضرورات العامة, ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعقلون. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلم. لقد حق القول على أكثر فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون, وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون, وسواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. اللهم اجعلنا من الآخرة أكرم. نعم لو سمحت.
Says principal, the author states, refuting the doubt which had been placed by the shaytan concerning the abandonment of the Quran and the Sunnah and following the various diverse opinions and desires. This doubt states the Quran and the Sunnah are not known except to the one who's absolute mujtahid. And this mujtahid is described in such and such quality, giving such qualities which perhaps are not completely found in Abu Bakr and Umar. This, if the person does not meet these qualifications, then he turns away from the Quran and the Sunnah, which certain obligation there is no doubt or difficulty. And whoever seeks guidance from the Quran and the Sunnah, then he is a heretic or an insane, according to them, because they are too difficult to comprehend. This glorification belongs to Allah, as does the praise. How much has Allah explained, both in the legislation and with the decree, by his creation, with his command, and refuting the person's doubt from a variety of angles, such that it became from that knowledge which is known by necessity. But most people know not. Indeed, the word of punishment has proved true against most of them, so they will not believe. Verily, we have put on their necks iron collars reaching to chains, so that their heads are forced up. And we have put a barrier before them and a barrier behind them. And we have covered them up so that they cannot see. It is the same to them whether you will warn them or you warn them not. They will not believe. You can only warn one who follows the message and fears the most merciful and the unseen. So give him glad tidings. Give him good tidings of forgiveness and noble reward. Surah Yasin, verses 7 to 11.
Jazakallahu khairan. The Shaykh rahimahullah, this principle, the sixth principle, which is the last of this risala, he said, رَدُّ الشُّبْهَةِ الَّتِي وَضَعَهَا الشَّيْطَانُ فِي تَرْكِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَاتِّبَاعِ الْآرَاءِ وَالْأَهْوَاءِ الْمُتَفَرِّقَةِ الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ, refuting the doubt which have been placed by shaytan. It's a doubt from shaytan, not from somewhere else, concerning the abandonment of the Quran and the Sunnah. To abandon the Quran Sunnah, leave of the Quran Sunnah. And on the other hand, following the various diverse opinions and desires. This doubt states that the Quran Sunnah are not known except one who is absolute mujtahid. There are some people who turn away the people from Quran and Sunnah. Wal-iyadu billah. Not alone, they don't call to the Quran and Sunnah, rather they oppose people to learn Quran and Sunnah. Why? Because they say Quran and Sunnah is so difficult, hard to understand in a way only the mujtahid can understand. If you are not mujtahid, you have to be blind follower, muqallib, a'ma. Only mujtahid al-mutlaq. That's the only person who can understand Quran. Then who is the mujtahid? Mujtahid is the one who has this characteristic, is this, he knows the Arabic, he knows this, he knows this, he knows this. The Shaykh said, maybe even Abu Bakr and Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim may not even achieve these characteristics, these conditions. They make for mujtahid. Let alone anybody else. Even Abu Bakr and Umar may not have it. What does that mean? Nobody can understand Quran and Sunnah. The Shaykh said, this is shubhatun shaytaniya. Shubhatun allati wada'aha shaytan. Is doubt that placed by the shaytan, by the devil. Someone who's saying to the people, you can understand Quran and Sunnah. Only few people with certain conditions may understand. The Shaykh said, Allah refused this doubt in many various ways. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentioned Quran is different types. Quran that can be understood by everybody who speaks Arabic. Anyone who speaks Arabic can understand that Quran. And Quran that can be understood by the people of knowledge, not these conditions, by someone who knows the Quran and Sunnah. So everyone understands Quran, where Allah commands to be good, to be nice, to to be truthful, to be generous, to worship Allah alone, to love the Messenger وسلم, to follow him, follow Quran and Sunnah, believe Akhirah, believe the life after death, be good to your parents, help the needy. Everybody can understand. Any ayat related to that, somebody who understands the language understands. No confusion. Who of us today cannot understand, be good to your parents? Be good to your parents doesn't mean it's love your parents. Yes? That's what it means? Everybody understands that. This is the most of the Quran. And there are some Quran, the people of knowledge understand. Because that Quran, you understand it collectively with other verses of the Quran. You understand this verse with hadith. Without that other verse, without that other hadith, you may not understand it well. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, he mentioned Azza wa Jal, تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَّرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا. You take from the grape or from the date palm something as provision, as food, and as drunk to be intoxicated. That's before Allah forbade the alcohol. وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا سَكَّرًا. In another ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah mentioned that alcohol has good and has bad. It has good thing and it has bad thing. Someone who recites these two ayahs will not understand from it that it's haram to drink alcohol. It has something good, it has something bad. But when you recite the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, it's the action of shaitan, avoiding. It's clear that's haram. And the like. So there are verses to understand it very well. You have to understand other verses with it, collect it. Also the hadith. So the one who knows all these verses, those who know this ayat and this hadith is the one who can properly understand it. Okay? And the Shaykh, the Sahabi said, and there is Quran that only Allah understands. Like the one related to the Allah's attribute, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu has face, the most handsome face. And only Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, the reality of his face, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ كَيْفِيَاتُ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. But most of the Quran is understood by everybody who understands the Arabic, or anybody who is translated for, he understands. But these people, they say nobody can understand Quran except the mujtahid al-mutlaq, the absolute mujtahid. Who is he then? The one who has this condition, he memorized these hundreds of hadiths of ahkam, he must memorize Quran, he must know the Arabic language, he has to know the usul al-fiqh, he knows the qawa'id al-fiqh, he has to know mustalah hadith, he has to know. And some of it, he said, even Abu Bakr Umar may not have it. So what this individual, what this ideology means, to neglect or to abandon the Quran and Sunnah. On the other hand, they say to follow al-ara, opinion. Since you cannot understand Quran and Sunnah, then follow those people's opinion, these opinions. One of those people, he said, what night is better, the night of Qadr or the night the Prophet ﷺ is born? He want to make proof that celebration for the birthday of the Prophet is so important, even is better than night of Qadr. The night of Qadr, how good it is. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, is better than 1,000 months. There's no night of Qadr, 1,000 months, there's no night of Qadr. Night of Qadr is better. That's about 83 years and more. This elevator, you say no. The day the Prophet ﷺ born is better. The night he born is better. Why? He said, because The night of Qadr is for the Ummah, for the Muslim follower, and the day the Prophet is born is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet is better than the Ummah, therefore the day he born is better than the night for the Ummah. Is this the proof or this opinion? Opinion. How about the akhi, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. You say you can't understand it. Don't be wahhabi. Who are you? Only mujtahid can understand. So just to follow that Shafi, Madhab, or Malik, Hanif, akhi, connected the field. Sahaba, Ibn Anas bin Malik used to say, Kana yulsiqu ahaduna ka'abahu bi ka'abi sahibi. When we line up, we used to connect our heels. No. Don't get close to me. 3 feet between you and me. Why? Because this is where Hanafi says that. But this is the hadith. You don't understand the hadith. Rahimahullah, one of the sheikhs, of the ideology of Jama'at Tabligh. We were traveling one time. I come from Georgia, just like now. And then I passed by that masjid, I another brother, his masjid. And we prayed the salah. We combined duhr and asr. The sheikh, he was there, he asked us, what are you doing? He passed away, rahimahullah. He really was in some area, he was good. He was, alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khair. But this was his ideology. He said, what are you doing? He said, we're praying. We're combining duhr and asr. He said, there's no combining. It's not allowed to combine Dhuhr and Asr. But we are traveling, even if you are traveling, pray every Salah at this time. But Shaykh, there is hadith. He said, hold on. Let me show you the proof. You go to the library. I say, can I go with you? Library can go after you. He said, yes, welcome. He's looking for something. I'm looking for Sahih al-Bukhari. When I get, I say, Shaykh, I have already the hadith. He said, hold on. He look for the final book. We'll come back to the Musalla. He sit down, he's looking for, Sheikh, I already have Hadith Anas, because Sahih Bukhari has context. He said, hold on, don't haste, I wait. And then he said, Qala Qadi Abu Yusuf. Qadi Abu Yusuf said, there's no combining Dhuhr and Asr. And what was mentioned is Jam'un Suriyun. It wasn't actually combining. The Prophet said he didn't combine Dhuhr and Asr, never. But it was just a jam' on suri, the way it seemed to. How? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he waited duhur prayer until only two rak'ah left from duhur prayer. Adam was made, he prayed two rak'ah of duhur, and iqama was, and then right when he said assalamu alaykum, he finished duhur prayer, already asr started. And he made iqama and he prayed two rak'ah of asr. This is how is jam' of suri. He didn't say Allah sallam pray duhur asr time nor asr duhur time. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sheikh, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Arafah, the beginning of duhur time, he prayed duhur and he connected asr. That was also jam' of surah, is the way it seemed to. In the same day of Arafah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't pray Maghrib in Arafah. He go all the way to Muzdalifah. Was Isha time. He combined there. The hadith Anas, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is traveling. And Dhuhr time started and he's moving. He used to move until Asr time comes, you combine with. And if Dhuhr time starts while he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yet reciting, he didn't start to move, he used to combine Dhuhr and Asr. He said, no. I say, this is the hadith clear. He said, I have a question for you. He said, yes. You and Qadi Abu Yusuf, who know more? I said, Qadi Abu Yusuf. That's how he said. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So now, the ilm is not Qala Allah Qala Rasul. You cannot understand. Qadi Abu Yusuf understand. There are things I cannot understand. Qadi Abu Yusuf understand. Great scholar. But there are things clear, everybody understands. But it's not only Qadi Abu Yusuf. There are other scholars bigger than Qadi Abu Yusuf who differ in Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. How about those? He said, Allah said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge. If you don't know it, قَالْ أَوْ يُسْرِ is from the people of knowledge. Those Arabs call the Anna from the people of knowledge. So some people, they turn away you from Quran and Sunnah, they say Mujtahid. Now some of the youth study, you have to be Shafi, you have to be Hanafi, you have to be Maliki, you have to be Hanbali, you cannot take from everyone. A'udhu Billah. Where do you go that from? Allah tastahi min Allah to your shy, oh deviated. Where you brought, you cannot be, you cannot take proof from Shafi'i, from Maliki, from Hanafi, from Hanbali. And Imam Malik, he's the Sheikh of Shafi'i. Shafi'i didn't take everything from Imam Malik. And Imam bin Hanbal, he's the student of Imam Shafi'i. He didn't take everything from Imam Shafi'i. Imam Malik didn't blame his student Shafi'i. Why he didn't take everything from him? Imam Shafi'i, he didn't blame his student Imam bin Hanbal. Why he didn't take everything from him? Everyone who was doing what he see, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam Shafi himself, he has madhab al-qadim, madhab al-jadid. When he was in Iraq, he used to give fatwa. He moved from there. He went to Mecca, he went to Medina, he increased knowledge. He went to Egypt, he increased knowledge. Now he changed many of these previous fatwa. It's called the new madhab. The Sheikh himself, Imam Ahmad, how many riwayat? Imam Malik, how many? So, where you brought, you have to be either Shafi or Hanif or Hanbal or Malik. I finish with this one time between Maghrib and Isha. Brought in the Prophet's message, four youth from Mauritania. I don't know why I mentioned, but I am mistaken. They were praying behind me. When they are making sujood, they raise their feet up. When they finish salah, I say, brothers, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to put your feet, your toes on the ground. Because in Sahih al-Bukhari, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Umirtu an asjud ala sab'ati a'dum." I was commanded to make sujood on seven limbs. Ala jabhati wa ashara biyadi ila anfi, the forehead, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gestured to his nose. Wal yadayn, the two hands. Wal rukbatayn, two knees. Wal atraf al-qadamayn, the toes. They say, look, what madhab are you? I say, I didn't mention any madhab. I know where they want to take me to. I say, I didn't mention any madhab. I mentioned hadith Sahih al-Bukhari. And the good news is, generally, they accept the hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, alhamdulillah. I say, this hadith Sahih al-Bukhari. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was ordered, who ordered Allah to make sujood on seven limbs from that atraf al-qadamayn. He said, he repeated, what madhab are you? All four are looking at me. What madhab are you? I said, I didn't mention any madhab. They say, listen, okay. It's either you have madhab or you don't have madhab. If you have madhab, we are married. It's not a mandatory to put the toes when you make the sujood in the madhab of married. If you are Shafi or Hanbali or Hanafi, we respect you. If you are not, you don't have madhab, we are not talking to you. And they face the qibla. Never talk to me after that. Because of this ideology, because they are not upon the sound understanding. The proof is qala Allah, qala Rasul. It's not that Sheikh said, that Sheikh said. So they know it, they blindfold it, because they've been trained, their mind is shut down. They cannot understand. The ulama, the mujtahid can't understand. Therefore, what the mujtahid said, they have to accept it. Yes, if the mujtahidun agree upon their consensus, we have to accept it. It's a proof. But if they differ among themselves, and you read, alhamdulillah, you can read this, you can read this. You understand hadith in Sahih Bukhari is different than hadith da'if. Now, so, and some people from that school of thought, Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbali, they end up becoming Asha'ira, Maturidiyya. Because some of those who explain those fiqh books of the madhab, many of them are deviated in their aqidah. Fiqh, good. Madhab al-Shafi, madhab al-Hanif, madhab al-Hanbal. But aqidah, they are Asha'ira. The tariqah, they are Qadiriyya. One of them is saying he is Qadiriyya al-Madhab. He says Shafi'iyya al-Madhab. Qadiriyya al-Tariqah, Ash'ariyya al-Aqidah. Aqidah wise, he says he's Ash'ari. Tariqah wise, how to worship Allah, he's Qadri. Madhab or school of thought, he's Shafi. Why you don't be Shafi in everything? Because Shafi has Aqidah, he has Ibadah, he has everything. Great scholar. Al-Muhim, so Shaykh Muhammad Abdu'ab Rahimahullah mentioned, some people, even though Quran is clear, Allah subhanahu wa locked their mind, their heart, their eyes, they don't see anything. Because of this false claim from Shaytan that Quran and Sunnah cannot be understood except the one who has this specific criteria, which even Abu Bakr or may not have it. And therefore, on the other hand, follow al-ara wa al-ahwa opinions and desires, which also contradicts itself. And wal-iyadu billah, we ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good ending. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا حسن الخاتمة. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصيبات الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وسبحانك اللهم بحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Inshallah, we have dinner now, and after Maghrib we have the last lecture, and the title of that is The Means to Have Successful and Happy Family. Inshallah, we'll end with that. After Isha, we're done. All right, we'll see.